Alaska Native tribal leaders are meeting this week about unresolved issues of ANCSA, or the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. The meeting will take place at the Millennium Hotel at Anchorage Thursday through Saturday. It follows a resolution made by Alaska tribes calling on Congress to restore Aboriginal land titles and hunting and fishing rights to Alaska's indigenous people. For Member Station KYUK in Bethel, Sophie Ivan reports.
The meeting will continue the discussion about children known as afterborns who were born after December 18, 1971, who do not have any shares or dividends of their own. There are approximately 75,000 afterborn children who must inherit shares from family members to be part of their corporations.
Five of my children and five of my grandchildren have no ties to our regional corporation, Chalista, and our village corporation, Kukahamute.
Mike Williams, Sr. of ACIAC.
They have absolutely no shares, and in the last dividend time, they didn't get any dividends.
Williams has long been an advocate of the Tribal Leaders Summit meetings that have been happening in Anchorage in recent years. He says it's a place for all tribal entities, regional nonprofits and for-profits, as well as local tribes, to come together to address ANCSA and other issues. Another issue tribes have had with ANCSA is regarding subsistence hunting and fishing rights.
What ANCSA did was to extinguish the hunting and fishing rights, and we definitely disagreed with that. And ANILCA tried to fix that, but it didn't.
ANILCA, or the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act, set aside lands for federal parks, refuges, and preserves. Williams says they will continue to try to restore subsistence hunting and fishing rights. Another topic to be covered at the tribal leaders' meeting is local law enforcement. Williams says the state's 229 federally recognized tribes have no jurisdiction to enforce laws at the local level. The keynote speaker is Native American advocate Ada Deer with the Menominee Tribe of Wisconsin. She's the former Assistant Secretary for Indian Affairs. Locally, she fought for years to restore her tribe's rights and getting its assets back to shareholders. Also presenting will be Emil Noddy, AFN's first president. I'm Sophie Van.